How do you convince someone who is hesitant about a vaccine to get one? Well, pediatricians have a lot of experience fending off myths and conspiracies about vaccines. And with us to talk about some strategies is Dr. Nushin Aminuddin, a community pediatrician at the Mayo Clinic and the chairwoman of the American Academy of Pediatrics Council. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mosley. I am thrilled to be talking with you today.
Yes. Well, before we get to the conversation about vaccine hesitancy, the current COVID-19 vaccines have been recommended for people 16 and older, not yet for younger children, because they haven't been included in the clinical trials. But why is that? When could we see young people get a vaccine?
Well, that's a great question. The American Academy of Pediatrics strongly encourages the FDA and CDC to include children in the trials because we know that children are a potentially vulnerable population. We've been fortunate that most children who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 have actually done pretty well with minimal to no symptoms, but a small proportion of those children have had a very serious outcome of multi-inflammatory system disease. So we want to make sure that they are included in later stages of the trial once we know it's safe to do so.
As I mentioned, pediatricians have conversations all the time with skeptical parents and caregivers. But with this vaccine, there's understandable nervousness. Before COVID-19, the fastest record for a vaccine development was for the mumps, and that took 4 years. How do you approach conversations with people who are very concerned about the effectiveness and side effects of this vaccine?
Well, that's a great question. For over a decade now, I have been working directly with families who've expressed hesitance or a refusal of vaccines. And number one, I think it's most important to build trust with them and to be what I call radically transparent, to let them know where good, solid, accurate sources of information are, and then over time, oftentimes, to build up that trust. I would tell parents at this point in time with a brand new vaccine that this is really the culmination of years, even decades of research. So even though it went through the system quickly, it's still passing through all the phases that we would put any normal vaccine through. And so I would also encourage them to talk with me about any concerns that they have and to understand that we are keeping very close track of vaccines. We do this as part of the general process of vaccines to ensure that they are safe and effective.
You have a few other strategies, and you give the example of the measles outbreak in Minnesota when vaccine rates had fallen in the Somali community after a targeted campaign by anti-vaccination activists. Tell us a little bit about what happened there and what strategies could be used this time around with this COVID vaccine.
Well, I think 3 years ago when we had this measles outbreak, the most important thing was to be able to partner with the community. And in the Somali community, where 15 years ago they had higher than average levels of vaccine uptake, we saw that decrease and be cut in half over a decade, unfortunately. So meeting the community where they are, making sure that trusted members of their community, elders, imams who are spiritual and religious leaders, were part of our group, and using interpreters was key to ensuring that their questions were answered and that they were given accurate information rather than unfortunate misinformation, which had been shared and had proliferated through the community before. So I think understanding the community's concerns, being willing to listen and spend time, and also to leverage the community's own powerful oral tradition, which is so important in the Somali culture, to be able to share that information and make community members trusted sources of information for vaccine information.
What other recommendations do you have, not only for doctors and nurses and healthcare workers, but for everyday people who are beginning to have these conversations with folks who are really concerned?
Well, I think number one, you should be able to ask your physician or healthcare provider any question you have. We may not have all of the answers right now because it is a vaccine that is still rolling out, but we have decades of experience with the vaccine process, and I think we have an excellent excellent track record of proving that vaccines are safe, that they are effective, and they save lives. And this process is going to continue. It's gone through all the appropriate stages, and we will continue to make sure that vaccine surveillance is continuing. That never stops.
That's Dr. Nusheen Aminuddin, a community pediatrician at the Mayo Clinic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for reaching out.